So, Gary, you're doing the solo thing, and then Procol Harum, you get back together for the Prodigal Stranger.
It was an experimental thing in many ways. It was just the period of time, and we're talking about 1989. The American radio stations were coming over to England. They were setting up in somewhere like Abbey Road or Bill Wyman's Sticky Fingers, 10 DJs, and they were getting as many rock personalities from Britain to come to these events, and they would interview them, and they'd play tracks. So it was going live out to their stations in Houston or New York or Los Angeles or wherever. So I went to a couple of these things. The first one I went to, I realized that in the minds of these American DJs, Procol Harum was very much alive. It wasn't like nobody had heard of them. It would have been 12 years since we retired, you see, in 1977. I was very surprised, and they were talking about songs, not just your normal conquistadors or things like that. There was, you know, Simple Sitter or this and that. They liked and remembered very fondly, and it was like talking to somebody as if you'd just got a new album out. And it wasn't just one guy like that. They were all like that. Thought came in my head, Procol Harum's not dead in the sense, I didn't think he was dead, but it is remembered, and it's remembered in very good ways, and still current. People are still playing these tracks on the radio, and they're still enjoying them. At the same time, the internet just started, and they have started to have these chat rooms on AOL. I don't really know what I'm talking about here, but somebody sent me a transcript of this chat room conversation, and it was just one bloke on there. And he was comparing notes with this woman he was speaking to, and they talked about this and they talked about that live online. And they got down to what sort of music they liked, and he said, well, actually, I like Procol Harum. And her reply was, Procol Harum? That's my favorite group. I never thought there was anybody else out there. So these two people thought they were the only people that still liked Procol Harum. And, of course, as soon as they answered that, other people watching the chat said, hey, I like those guys too. Within a space of an hour, there was 95. I know it doesn't sound a lot, but bear in mind it's very early internet and you've got to be sitting in front of your computer doing it. There was 95 and somebody sent me this transcript. And with the thought of the American DJs and Procol Harum, what was even fondly missed. And these poor souls that thought they were the only people in the world that liked Procol Harum, they thought they were solitary figures. I felt duty bound. Let's go back to them in some way. And so I just asked Keith what he thought. And we decided, we started off, we were writing songs, and it worked well. So we said, let's start from that basis again. So we just started writing some new songs. And we got together in the studio and started working them up, and we worked with an American producer. And then I think Matthew Fisher, he got involved, and Robin Trower got involved, and suddenly we were making another album.
Good news, and good news for all those 95 people.
Oh, they were very happy, and there was more than them in the end.
Yeah, yes, of course. But in the meantime, poor old BJ Wilson had died, so did you keep in touch with BJ, Gary?
Well, yes, of course. He had moved to Northwest America up in Oregon with his wife, probably in the 80s at some point. He'd been playing with Joe Cocker for many years as well.
There's our Matthew Moore connection.
On stage. BJ was with Joe Cocker. I don't know how happily it was going, but sadly, somewhere in 1989, I think he had too much of something else. He didn't die. They revived him up in the hospitals, but he was in a coma. And he was in a coma for a long time. I used to go and see him in the hospital because we wanted him to get better and to come and play on this new record. And I would take him these tracks where we'd used a drum machine to play the drum parts. And I'd take it to him and his coma, play it to him, hoping that he would hear it and that he would get so annoyed, because he always thought that Procol should get back together, you see. I thought he'd get so annoyed that he would hear in this drum machine that he would wake up and go, what's going on? Unfortunately, he didn't. It was, I think, medical sometimes goes a little bit too far. They save somebody's life, but unfortunately they died while they were saving him, if you like, and that can damage people. Anyway, he was a great man that was sadly missed, and he died whilst we were making that album.
You're listening to the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
88.3 Southern FM. It's Nick Black. It's Purple Haze. It's our Procol Harum Gary Brooker special this evening. And we conducted a conversation with Gary Brooker, MBE, a few weeks ago. He was on the phone from Malmo, Sweden. We had a nice long bracket there. And that last song was Beyond the Pale. And of course, Beyond the Pale is the name of the Procol Harum official website. That's procolharum.com. And I'd like to thank Jens for helping us out there from the Beyond the Pale website. And also like to thank Chris Cook for helping us with the show this evening. About time to go, but we've got a few more tracks and we've got Gary saying goodbye as well. Next up, I'm going to play a little of something different. It's not actually a Gary Brooker album. It's an Ian MacDonald album. Now, if you're not familiar with Ian MacDonald is probably best known for being a founder member of the King Crimson. And he's also best known for being a member of Foreigner. In 1999, Ian MacDonald recorded an album called Driver's Eyes. And on a particular track, Let There Be Light, Gary Brooker sang the lead. We're going to play that track next, and then we're going to go on to our conversation with Gary Brooker, and we'll finish off the show with the last goodbye from Gary Brooker's Live Within Our House album. So it's bye from me, and here's Gary Brooker and Ian MacDonald. You've been listening to 88.3 Southern FM, Purple Haze. Gary, we're out of time.
You might be going to bed over there, but
yes, I will
Gary
be.
Boy here has got to think, what are we going to play tonight and in what order?